And now we're at the gospel, and where our Lord gives us such encouragement to return to Him. You see? And so it starts off, well, how does this appear to you? He says, you see? Or the translation, to the chief priests and elders of the people, you see? A man had two sons. And going up to the first one, he said, son, go into my field or in the vineyard and go to work today. And he said, you see, this is a mistake in my text. Somehow, some words are left out. So we'll take it from Greek over here. He responded saying, ego kyrie, I'm on my way, sir. But he never went. Then he went to the second son in the same way. And the second one said, I don't want to. But then he repented. He had a change of mind and he went. That's the parable. Then Jesus says, now which of these two did the will of the Father? They said, well, the second one. He said, no, but he changed his mind. Changed his mind, you hear it? See, that's compunction, that's shuv, that's metania, metanoia. So then Jesus says, okay, so which of them did the thelema, the will of the Father? They all say, the second. Then Jesus says, amen, I say to you, that the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going to get into heaven, precede you, put it that way, into the kingdom of heaven. You got it? John came, before you, and, prosimas, came to you, teaching or setting forth the way of righteousness. And you didn't believe him. You didn't yield to him. You didn't accept it. The tax collectors and the prostitutes, they did listen to him. And therefore, seeing that, you see, even when you saw that, you didn't change and believe him. When you saw tax collectors, crooks, giving back money, changing their whole lifestyle, and being happy, didn't impress you. You saw prostitutes change their lives. You weren't impressed. And so, it's a warning on the preciousness of repentance. As I said, and I'm going to start talking about it a little bit more now, but Jesus' whole message is the same as Ezekiel's, right? If you go out and warn a sinner and he changes, you see, he's okay, he's alive. But if a righteous man starts to sin, he's dead. And now you have Jesus with the simple, unavoidable little parable. The fellow had two sons. He said to the first, go out and work. He said, yes, sir. He never went. Second one says, I don't want to go. But he went. Now, which one did the will of the Father? You don't have to be a rocket scientist. The one who actually went and did it. So, the tax collectors, and I've explained before how they're usually crooks, you see, and the prostitutes who are living a very dissolute life, you see, they heard him, John the Baptist, and they turned around. They heard the call. They heard the appeal, the appel in French. They heard the call of God through John the Baptist. And so, they're going to get into heaven before you. Because, you see, they began to live. You saw it. You saw this woman in your town who changed her whole life. She's living quietly, weaving for a living, good to everybody. You saw that. You still didn't change. And so, you see, it's a call to repentance. Now, in the East, In Eastern monasticism, there's great stuff in the West, too. It comes, the word that sums it up along with others is penthos, meaning compunction, sorrow for sin. It's a grace. It's a grace. We can be embarrassed by our sin. We can wish we never did it, you know. But sorrow is interpersonal. It's between ourself and Jesus. And so, as I said earlier, the heart of the gift, and it's a gift of tears. There's that prayer in the old Roman Missal I've quoted before. You know, God, you got water out of a rock. Pierce my heart so that I weep for my sins. Because it's on that one that the Holy Spirit lives. Huh? St. Simeon, the new theologian, great monastic writer of the year 1000, more or less, Easterner, Greek, and he says, the way to prepare for what we call today the baptism in the Holy Spirit, and he's the only one to use the phrase between, as far as we know, between the New Testament and the outbreak of this renewal, about 1904, the only one was Simeon. And what he meant was this same reality, this experiential faith coming upon us as such a precious gift. And he said, you say, look, we didn't start with it because we all sinned. Now what? If we have the gift of tears, we will wash our hearts so clean that the Holy Spirit will be able to dwell and act in there. And we'll be baptized in the Holy Spirit. So for Simeon, besides the Life in the Spirit seminar and good reading, you need to weep for your sins. Well, I can weep out of embarrassment, oh my God. But that's not the same. You see, it's overwhelmed by mercy. That's why the Lord, even before Margaret Mary Alacoque, he told Margaret Mary, I want a feast in my church in honor of my sacred heart. Behold this heart which has loved mankind so much. Here, look, you can see it's pierced, right? This is my heart. Look at me. Am I condemning anybody? I'm offering you life and mercy. And so this gift of tears really comes down to seeing our sins through the eyes of Jesus. So ontologically, we see how bad they are. Something we're not prepared to ever support by ourselves. You know, we'll look, say, I'm sorry, I hope you forgive me. And we make one of these, parking ticket confessions. I did this. Okay, say 5 Hail Marys, here's your absolution, we go out. Whew. What's the phew about? Well, nothing's happened yet. Sure, we're forgiven, I've no doubt about that. But are we changed? You see, that's the gift. Change. How do we change? We're won over by the mercy of God. There isn't any other way. You see? And that's why this precious, oh, if I had time to read you, you see? I'm going to try and find one of these. This is a book full. It's The Doctrine of Compunction in the Eastern Way, Christian East, by Father Hauser. I knew Father Hauser, and he was a Jesuit, but he knew monasticism. Oh, this is from Arseniev, Nicholas Arseniev, whom I also knew. He's Russian. I sat in his classes up at the St. Vladimir Seminary. The joy of the resurrection is the fundamental characteristic of the Orthodox Church's worldview. Why? Because it's life from death. See, truly you are blessed, Arbar Arsenius, for you wept for yourself in this world. You wept. Well, as I'm trying to say, we don't weep, you see. This is Saint Benedict, by the way, which is a Westerner, of course. In one of the instruments of good works, daily in one's prayer with tears and sighs to confess one's past sins to God, to amend those sins for the future, not to fulfill the diet he's going over these good works, to hate one's own will, not wish to be called holy before one is holy, but first be holy that one may be truly called so. You can hear that very crisp, very Western, you know, but it's beautiful. The Easterners talk more about compunctio, which is a Latin word, but I mean, it's piercing the boil, getting it all out. You see, phew, it's out. How is it out? It's out through weeping. Why do I weep? I'm overwhelmed by the mercy. I'm not overwhelmed by fear. Then we had Margaret Mary Alacoque. Then we had Therese offering her whole life to the merciful love of the Father. Because it's all bottled up in God. No, people don't know enough to go and ask for it and ask for the preparation for it, to experience it. And then finally, St. Faustina, same message. Have a feast day. It was Sunday after Easter, Mercy Sunday. Why? Mercy, mercy, mercy. That's the only way you're going to change. You can do your own spiritual push-ups and improve, but that's not the same as change. Change means your heart is different. And it's a lifetime work. But it's a work of such freedom and joy. And that's why you weep. You see what your sins are really like, and you see them in the light and through the eyes of Jesus' mercy. And you say, oh, my Lord, you forgave all that. And you weep. It's precious. So this is the Sunday, you know, if we were to name it something different than whatever it is, whatever Sunday in ordinary time, I forgot already, 26th. Suppose we were to call it contrition. Contrition is such an abstract word. Compunction Sunday. Penthouse Sunday. Wouldn't that be great? Remind everybody, look, come to me. Come to me. Let me give you the gift of a vision that will have you leap, yes, and weep for pure joy. I see what I've done. It's awful. But I'm not weeping out of embarrassment or fear. I'm weeping out of gratitude and love for what you did for me. And that's why I stand here now, a forgiven man. All you're doing. And so when I can dwell on my sins and bring forth tears of compunction, it's a good thing. If I dwell on my sins and get all embarrassed and afraid, it's not a good thing. And that's why these two quotes that this author, Father Hauser, put in the beginning of this book, you see, the two characteristics, if I can find it again, the two characteristics of, one of them is the characteristic of Orthodox spirituality is, there it is, the joy of the resurrection, my resurrection, from darkness to light in this life, which is just a promise of when I get my whole physical being back, kept alive by the direct gift of the Trinity itself. You see, the joy of the resurrection is a fundamental characteristic of the Orthodox Church's worldview. That's Nicholas Arseniev. And then, you are truly blessed, Abba Arsenius, one of the great ones in the desert, for you wept for yourself in this world. I got time just to tell you a great story. I think it's Arsenius. The monks were all living in little huts around out in the desert, and Arsenius was living, well, let it be Arsenius for now, out alone. So one of the brethren had really cut up, so they had to meet in council and decide how to punish him, what they were going to do with this guy. So they're all gathered, and they're waiting for, if it's Arsenius, I forgot now. Anyway, in the distance, all of a sudden, they see this cloud of dust. And pretty soon they can spot it's Arsenius, and he's dragging this bag behind him. So he finally gets there, and it's a bag full of stones that he's been dragging since his cell, a mile or two up in the wadi. So they say, what's up? He says, well, I heard we were going to judge one of the brothers today, so I brought my sins along. Amen.